After more than 100 days under level 5 restrictions, the country begins to unlock today. All children return to the classroom for the first time since December. Construction restarts on certain projects and people can move beyond their 5K and meet another household outdoors, but not at home. There are reasons to be hopeful. Yesterday, 303 new cases of COVID-19 were reported, the lowest daily number since mid-December. But the acting chief medical officer appealed to people not to let their guard down. Our political reporter Mary Regan joins me now on what you can and cannot do from today. Mary, good morning. It's a cautious reopening. It's baby steps. Take us through what changes today.
Yes, I hope you have your picnic basket ready, Mary, because from today, people from two households can for the first time meet outdoors for social and recreational purposes. Previously, it was just for exercise that people could travel 5 kilometres outside their house. But this does not mean meeting in private gardens. And that's in order to avoid a situation where people might sort of meet in gardens and then gather indoors. People will also be able to travel anywhere within their county, or up to 20 kilometres from their home if they are crossing county boundaries. So the 5 kilometre restriction that's been in place since December 30th is being lifted. Building work on residential projects will also recommence, as will construction on childcare and early learning facilities. So somewhere between 15 and 20,000 construction workers, it's estimated, will be back on sites. However, there will be, you know, around 20,000 still remaining on the PUP payment. That's something the Construction Industry Federation has pointed out. But a big change today is for the first time this year, there will be a full resumption of in-school teaching. So some 300,000 first to transition year students in secondary school will be returning to the classrooms. So as you said, these are really small steps in what is a cautious reopening that was announced last month. And the warnings are coming really from health authorities not to take this as a sort of signal for more mingling or more mixing, not to take the return to schools as a signal to return to the workplace. And, you know, while there is sort of a sense of hope now that, you know, things are in a good position, in a good place relating to tackling the virus, you know, this will be watched very closely in the coming weeks, because of course we've seen from previous experiences the partial reopening. You know, we've seen, let's say, last summer, for example, when there was the reopening, they were coming from a much lower base of case numbers. So that's one concern. Also, the reopening at Christmas, we saw how that ended up. So the reasons for hope, I suppose, are that the partial returns to classrooms didn't lead to, you know, increases in case numbers, authorities said. So they'll be hopeful that the next couple of weeks go well and that further reopening can come into effect in May and June.
And indeed, reopenings and warnings as well about people not now using an opportunity with children back at school to start returning to the workplace if they can continue to work from home. But there will be increased pressure on roads and on public transport, still operating at about 25% capacity, because hundreds of thousands of children on the move to schools now, 20,000 just construction workers alone, back in the workforce, back on the roads.
Yes, and that is the big concern, that this will be seen as a signal to, you know, a greater level of mixing than what is being permitted, you know, and the government will be watching building sites over the coming weeks for any signs of outbreaks there. Also, you know, the schools will be watched also closely. So the real issue here is that the further reopening in May and June is really contingent on this next couple of weeks going well, and nobody wants to risk going back into lockdown again. You know, the hope is being built that this has been the final lockdown.
Absolutely, and there are timelines moving forward. I think the next level of reopening on the 26th of April. Importantly as well, Mary, for renters particularly, the blanket ban on evictions expires.
Yes, that is being expired in the coming weeks, and that is some point of pressure I think that the government will be hearing from the opposition. But there are, you know, a number of challenges now really ahead. And I think, you know, the government will be pointing out, and they're saying this privately, and it's similar to the message coming from the acting CMO yesterday that there is some reason to be hopeful now in the battle against COVID-19. You know, 1 million vaccine doses administered, that milestone was reached last week. Case numbers finally beginning to drop, the lowest level of daily cases since the middle of December. But, you know, they also know that this COVID is a roller coaster. It can go both ways. So the next few weeks will really be crucial on a number of fronts. And it's not just this partial reopening. It's the vaccine rollout, which is now entering a new phase. And of course, this challenge of expanding mandatory hotel quarantining, which will be a significant test of this administration.
And we have Minister Stephen Donnelly on the programme after 8 o'clock. The big test, Mary, will now be, and the big pressure will be on the vaccination rollout. HSE talking of delivering 180,000, 190,000 vaccines this week, and they'll even have to scale up from there. Can they meet those targets?
Well, politically speaking, they absolutely have to, because there's so much at stake here. The expectation was built in two speeches from the Taoiseach Micheál Martin. You know, he in the last speech about the partial reopening, he did give that figure of 80% of the population having their first dose by June. And in order to reach that target, you know, the ramping up that has been promised now really has to happen. And Paul Reid was saying 180,000 doses will be administered this week. That still doesn't go far enough as the sort of 250,000 that will be needed in order to reach that target. However, there is a confidence there that it can be done. But there is one cause for concern, and that is that there are still some unresolved issues around the AstraZeneca vaccine. And NIAC, the advisory body, is going to discuss this today. And this follows on from the European Medicines Agency last week warning about rare blood clots. So they'll be watching closely as to what that decision is, because this accounts for around a fifth of our vaccine rollout in the second quarter.
All right. Our political reporter, Mary Regan, thank you very much.